George Harrison, Rutland Radio, George McRae before that. I'm Rob Pisani, and in 5 minutes, today's birthdays and anniversaries, 28th of August today. It is my last Rutland Radio breakfast show today. Greatest Hits Radio, starting with the top 500 chart, starts on Tuesday, the 1st of September. Hope you can stay listening for that. Meantime, celebrating the last 21 years or so of waking up with you in the morning, and it really has been an absolute pleasure, even when I found it difficult to get to work. And good morning, it's 6:10. I'm Rob Pisani. I'm myself speaking to you from my car. I'm on the A606, Barnsdale Strait. There's a lorry that's had some problem on these terrible snowdrifts. It's really bad here. And the snowplow is working. The police are here as well. I will get to the studios just as soon as I can. Farmer Tom Lamb, he's going to be my hero, I think, actually towing me out.
There's still the bit actually missing from the Rutland Radio bumper where Tom had to take it out to put the tow hook in. But what a morning that was, with that march when we had all that bad snow. And I just, every morning I've managed to get in. It's always made me nervous, but it's been the best days on air with you, with the snow days and doing all the closures and stuff like that and all the travel and just being there for you. Today feels a bit like that. Everyone with me, and really appreciate you listening to Rutland Radio over however long you've been with us. More from the archives to come as well as we head through the show this morning.
Rutland Radio.
Breakfast.
With Action Coach Oakham. Supporting growth and helping your business gain results.
Greatest Hits Radio
is coming to Salisbury.
The new name for Spire FM.
4 days to go.
Friday morning, it's Spire FM, and this is Martin Starfield Breakfast for the final time today. It seems weird saying it out loud after almost 8 years of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be somebody else's turn from next week. I'm so looking forward to that lie-in on Monday morning. I don't know if you've heard, but Greatest Hits Radio is coming. So a few changes to Spire FM, a few new things planned for next week. Some exciting times ahead, but things are going to be a little different. Somebody else will be here next week, waking you up every day. I'll be here getting you home in the afternoon from 4 o'clock, and I'm very excited about that. Being on the radio and getting to talk to you every day is such an honour and a privilege, actually, and I never take it for granted. And I know that there are so many different radio stations that you could listen to. So I've always been so grateful that you've chosen to let us into your lives. And we really have. We played a huge part in people's lives over the years. Everything we've done, we couldn't have possibly done if it wasn't for you getting involved. Things like Bring a Pound to Work Day and all the stuff we've done for the Stars Appeal and Sleep Till Santa. There are thousands of children, thousands of teenagers in Salisbury who cringe every time their parents dig out that YouTube video of them in their school jumper and the Christmas hat singing Sleep Till Santa. It's been amazing. All the treks that we've done for the Stars Appeal and the wonderful people that we've met, and some of the more recent stuff like Ring-a-Ding-a Donuts. Who could forget that? Still one of the funniest things we've done on the radio. So yeah, things are going to be a little different from next week, but it is all good. And I'll be here Tuesday afternoon from 4 o'clock to get you home on Greatest Hits Radio.
Well, my friends, the time is
Tracks FM, Steeler's Wheel. Hits and memories for Doncaster and Bassett Law. And thank you to Anthony in Bentley as well, who's got this right. He says, all the best for the future. We'll miss you as you've helped to make the working week just that little bit quicker down the years. Thank you, mate. Loads of people to thank. I've written down a list, so I don't forget anyone. I probably still have, though. Sonia and all the team at the Classic and Contemporary Keiko. Wayne and all the team at the Savoy and Worksop. Also, North Knot's bid for the fun at Retford's party in the square. And all the other events. The news team, Gemma, Ben, Tina, Natalie, Joe, and all my colleagues here at Tracks FM as well. Oh, thought this was going to be easy, but it's not. So, yeah, I'm going to finish with a quote, which is, all endings are just beginnings. We just don't know it at the time. I thought I wasn't going to cry, but there we go. It's my last song, just for you.
I see trees of green. What a wonderful
way. Got myself together now. John in Worksop, thank you for your message. Also, Andy at Branton Mower Shop. Been working through lockdown on my own. I wish you all the best for the future. Thanks, mate. It's Louis Armstrong. I thought it was the perfect song to end on. I was in bed last night thinking, what can we play? I thought, that'll be about right. It's been a tough year for everyone, but keep smiling. We're here all weekend, and I'm not going to cry anymore, I promise. So Gav's on the way with the top 10 at 10, and that will include Derek and the Dominoes and the Jackson 5 in a mo.
Good morning, this is Signal 187 playing the greatest hits. Right, we've come to that time in the show where I have to say bon voyage, goodbye for now. But before I disappear, I would like to say a couple of things. First of all, I've been here at Signal 187 for 19 years, and it's been an amazing 19 years. Honestly, I've really, truly enjoyed every single minute. The reason being is the team behind the scenes, who you've probably never got to actually meet. But we have a team here of really creative and talented individuals who strive to deliver brilliant radio. So thank you to the whole team who've supported me here inside the business. Also, local businesses and clients and organisations that I've been involved with over the past 19 years. Thank you to you for your support. That has been truly amazing as well. But finally, but last but no means least, the listener, you. Because without listeners, I wouldn't have a job. And I have to say, it has been a privilege to be able to be here on the radio every morning to get into your world, to be part of your family and your life, whether it's been waking you up on the alarm clock, annoying as that might have been at times, or maybe sitting around the breakfast table whilst the kids have had their breakfast before you've taken them the school run, you're listening in the car, taking the kids to school, or maybe on your way to work. When you've got to work, you've popped me on as well. So whenever you've listened, you really have made me feel truly special, because this job is special and you are special by supporting me. So a massive thank you to you for your support. I really do appreciate it. And I have to say, this really is the best job in the world. So for everybody who's been involved with my 19 years at Signal 187, thank you.
Thank you for being a friend.
Everything But the Girl and Missing at Rutland Radio. And I know it sounds cliched, but I'm really going to miss doing this. And I imagine you're going to miss having this regular voice on the radio for the last 21 years or so. Greatest Hits Radio, though, begins this Tuesday with the Top 500 Countdown. There'll still be the local news, travel, weather, everything you need to know for Stamford and Rutland and the greatest hits of the 70s, 80s and 90s. But that's nearly it for me. Lots of people call me Mr. Rutland or Mr. Rutland Radio. There was Mr. Rutland, the famous Osprey, of course, from the Osprey Project of the last 20 years or so. And almost the Osprey Project has run in tandem with Rutland Radio, both set up at the same sort of time. And I'm going to fly away, but not too far. I'm going to stay local. I'll be on the radio as well between 9 and midday tomorrow. But that's very nearly it for me. I just wanted to mention, because I really wanted to get David Walpole on from Kent Sports Cricket Club to talk about their events this weekend. I'm just run completely out of time. But they've got a charity game on Sunday from 1:30, the Stuart Gray and John Bird 11. So please support that. And also, they're releasing 1,000 ping pong balls into the river in Ketton on Bank Holiday Monday. Now, I'll have more about this on the show tomorrow from 9 o'clock. And if you want to get in touch and support Kent Sports Cricket Club, then Matt Bird is your man. So see him at the club this weekend. But, you know, so many great people have been on this radio station over the years. Keith Briggs gave me the job, Jane Hill as well, Michael Betton, Rob Wagstaff, my boss at the moment. Thank you to all of you. And I just want to also share this from the days of someone who was with us for 10 years, Graham Wright, and it was me and him on a tandem at Rutland Water. That was frightening.
Right, it's real Morecambe and Wise, this, isn't it? Oh, there we're on! Yeah, bit of a wobble there.
I'm going to stop.
We've provided the best entertainement for years.
Shoelaces got completely caught around the pedal.
Graham's shoes caught, but apart from that, it was all right. So much joy you can. I think I might put some shorts on, because I think my jeans are going to get caught all over it. Make me
happy. You're not really trying to look credible.
I've given in to him now. Tried the opposite way round, as it were. I'm going to go straight into those trees.
I have to say, having just been on the back, it feels much more comfortable being on the front.
Yeah.
Because you feel much more in control.
Yes.
You just feel completely helpless at the
back.
Yes,
that's right. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine. Hey, we're off.
We're on the way.
Hey, just look where you're going, because I have no control over that. All right, here we come. Safely home. Okay, right.
What a way to end the final show with Harry Styles, the legend that is Watermelon Sugar on Radio Air. Thank you for letting me pick our last song. It's Caroline and out for breakfast.
Oh, I won't miss that. It is looking very, very wet today. Loads of rain, highs of 14 degrees. Good news is, over the weekend, it should at least stay dry.
It should. Now, this is it, right? We have got, like, less than a minute, and it is the end of our final show together.
It's been fun, hasn't it?
It has. We've talked a lot about the listeners. We've talked a lot about what our favourite bits have been of the show. But I haven't had much chance to just sort of say, Caroline, thank you so much for everything over the past few years.
And likewise, it's hard, isn't it, doing a show together, and you know, you come into it not knowing each other, and will it work, and will we get on?
Yeah, well, luckily we did know each other a little bit.
Yeah.
Already, so I already knew that we wouldn't get on. so I took that away. But no, I think a lot of people have sort of said that their favourite bits of the show, people who've listened, has been us being able to get on and have a laugh together, and that's basically what it's all been about, isn't it?
Yeah, everything that we would normally do, we've just been able to chat about on the radio, which has been nice.
They just paid us for it.
That's to come to an end at some point, didn't it?
It did, didn't it? Yeah, they had to go. Are we paying them for this? Yeah, true, yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you in about half an hour, because I'm coming round in a bit anyway.
Absolutely, yeah, I'll put the kettle on.
Thank you so much. Right. Mike Toulon has got an hour's worth of throwback tunes, which are going to be absolutely incredible, on the way next from 10.
Radio.
It's Yorkshire Coast Radio. That's Boston More Than a Feeling. Morning from me, Paddy, on my final breakfast show here at Yorkshire Coast Radio. I've got to say, I'm absolutely overwhelmed with all the messages this morning. I really do appreciate it. Let's go to the phone now. Morning.
Good morning, Paddy. It's Leslie from Bempton.
Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm all right. Just going to wish you all the best.
Very kind of you. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Your speech was amazing.
Thanks for that. Yeah, I managed to hold it in. Didn't get too emotional.
Oh, I'm feeling it now, actually. Everyone at Yorkshire Coast is great.
Great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. You take care. All right.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
And line two, good morning.
Good morning, Paddy.
Morning.
Hi, it's Kay from Filey.
Hi, how are you, Kay?
I'm very sad.
Bless you.
I'm going to miss you so much. You kept me going through lockdown. Oh, I don't want to get upset. You really did. You've been an absolute sweetheart, and I'm going to miss you so much. Good luck for all you do in the future.
That's really kind of you to say. Thank you so much.
It's just such a sad day that we're not going to hear your voice. It's not fair.
Thank you for your lovely words this morning. I really appreciate it. It's been an amazing, time.
I've listened to you for a long time.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the very best. Lots of love and big hugs for the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're
I really appreciate it. All right. Bye-bye for now.
Bye, Paddy.
See you later. Right, let's play this now. It's Yorkshire Coast Radio. Is it getting better?
Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Surrey and Hampshire's Eagle Radio, just coming up to 5 minutes to nine. Thank you to Leanne in Farnborough, who's been in touch, Ian in Guildford, Mad Lizzie. We've got Peter in Blackwater, Ali in Farncombe, we've got Nikki from Sutton, Mystery Five at Legend fan, Nikki in Farnham as well, all getting in touch, and Val in Guildford, of course. Thank you very much indeed for your nice messages and your kind words on the final Eagle Radio breakfast show. So, we've had rather too many goodbyes of late, haven't we? There've been quite a few here at Eagle Radio, so Morning Matt and I have decided that we'd just like to do a few words of thanks. Lots of people have said a whole load of stuff about Eagle Radio and this community in Surrey and Hampshire and what it's meant to work here and what it's meant to be part of that community. Mm. So we would echo those sentiments of our predecessors, PG and Breakfast Bev.
Absolutely.
And I think we'd both like to just say thank you to Peter Gordon and Paul Marcus for their years of service and hard work and for making this such a special place to work. And thank you to the presentation team, Simon, Kim. I'm going to go. Sorry,
right.
Guys.
That's all right.
Dave, Jenny, Pete and Matt.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah. Yes.
How did that happen?
No, it's fine. It's been amazing. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll end with this.
Well, that's just about it. So all that's left to say is we're going to leave Stray FM with nothing but good memories. From singing sleeps to Santa to telling you if your kid's school is closed on snow days.
meeting the teams at the Castle Top on bed race day to reporting from floods on Facebook Live.
Going up in the helicopter at the Great Yorkshire Show to getting down with the revelers at Ripon Races Ladies Day.
Asking how big is your bauble, and you can all groan on this, what is the Stray FM secret sound? Oh. Yeah, just to let you know that actually it annoyed us just as much as it did you.
To turning on all them Christmas lights around the area and setting off the fireworks on the Stray.
We've followed cycle races just about everywhere and all that travel news over the year. And I don't know if you noticed, but Weatherby Road was always busy at the Empress Roundabout.
And all the times that we did it outside, the outside broadcasts, I mean, we had bars, spas, fast cars. I mean, it was mainly the bars, to be honest, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. The other kind of bars at Skipton Sheep Day. We did Ilkley Carnival and Kilnsey Show and Bilton Gala and Ripley Show and Nidderdale Show and the Race for Life's and the Colour Runs and our own school tour as well.
And, of course, our own event that we were so proud of here at Stray FM, the Local Hero Awards at Rudding Park, where we always met the most inspiring people from within our local community. And after standing ovations and lots of tears after the awards, there was always a brilliant party.
This whole thing has felt more like a party than a job, and like all parties, it's now come to an end. So, finally, some special thank yous. So, thank you to all the brilliant local clients who've supported Stray FM over the years, and most importantly, have been so much fun to work with. And we're so lucky around here having loads of brilliant local businesses who need your support now more than ever.
And thank you to all the Stray FM team as well. I mean, over the years, so many talented people have worked here in lots of different departments, from sales to news and presenting. But there is just one person who is Stray FM, the person who not only made this an amazing place to work, but made it a business that's used its platform to help and support the local community. She's the most kind, caring and fun person you could ever wish to meet. And that's our Managing Director, Sarah Barry.
Raise your glasses, please, everybody, to Sarah Barry.
Sarah Barry.
It was just me clapping. Thank you to our close families, Sarah, Lloyd, Alfie, Tabitha, of course, Harry the dog, all with us here this morning. As you can imagine, our families have had to put up with a lot, from working early mornings, late nights, Christmases, bank holidays, everything else. And, you know, to do this job, to go on the radio and put yourself out there, you do need tight support around you, and we're both very lucky.
And that leaves the most important person to thank, and that's you.
And this is the plot twist at the very end. It's not about us. It is, and it always has been, all about you. Listening to Stray FM right now, in the car, at work, with your family, all of this has only been good because of you.
And for both of us, it has been such a privilege to be a part of your life. And we hope that you have felt a part of our lives too. So thank you for listening, and thank you for being our friend.